Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us to the Old Testament book, Ecclesiastes. I mean, there's a book that you didn't think would come up in a weekday podcast, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 11, toward the end of the book, beginning in verse 8. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Wow, how does this ever relate to enjoy your life? Well, toward the end of this book, the author ends this little thought experiment, if you will, and brings God into the picture. He continues and reminds us about how confused and messed up the world is. And in these verses, he gives a set of guidelines for enjoying life despite it all. He says, however many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. Well, how do you do that? Well, let's get realistic. I think that's the first step. Remember that there are going to be days of darkness. As a matter of fact, the scripture says there'll be many. Isn't that true of your life? That no matter how good life is, you have some seasons that just stink. We ought to expect not only times of sorrow, but also even believing in God. Life will sometimes feel meaningless. This is an admission that even believers, followers of Jesus, are subject to seasons of futility. If you're wondering more about that, go take a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 18. We weren't created for a world of death or of the loss of love or violence or loneliness. We have to remember that on this side of heaven and this side of Judgment Day, much all of life will feel vain and pointless. The first advice, don't let the times of darkness completely overwhelm you. This world will not last forever. How do you survive the dark times in your life? Do you use them to grow in faith, or do you merely endure until they are over? In this part one series, I invite you to recognize that yes, every season comes and goes. Every season will have difficulties, and every season can have victories. Let this be our prayer, though. Lord, I don't know why I am always surprised by suffering. Your word and my own common sense that you've given me tell me that even in good times, it's always on the way. There's always difficult times that will darken my soul and make my heart dreary. But rather, Lord, would you let those things teach me wisdom and prepare me for enjoying my life in you and finding my sustenance and my joy found in you. That you never leave me, even when times are difficult and it's but a season. My friend, thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. We'll be back for part two tomorrow in our series. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.